The National World War II Museum's stage door canteen sets the stage for Dames at Sea, a parody on Busby Berkeley's 1930s-style movie musicals. It's being directed by jazz singer Banu Gibson. Banu, welcome.
Oh, so nice to be with you again, Diane.
This is a little different. Are you wearing a new hat?
I am. I guess I'm wearing a sailor's hat for this show, for Dames at Sea, come to think of it. One of my first loves was theater, and I did a lot of theater in high school and college. And then when I went to California, I actually, while working for Disney, choreographed a lot of musicals out there. So I'm sort of revisiting one of my first loves in my life.
When I think of Busby Berkeley, I think of flashy films with an enormous cast. How are you bringing this work to the stage?
That's the fun thing about this show. It's a parody, and it's based on a cast of thousands done with six people on a postage stamp size stage.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I saw the original production when I had first moved to New York. This was the show that gave Bernadette Peters her big break and made her a Broadway name. So it was fun to go see this little tiny show. So cleverly written, such fun music, and such a good book about those lovely movies that anybody that watches TCM is going to recognize in 2 seconds. And it's an homage, all the songs give a tip of the hat back to all those great films that we love seeing with Ruby Keeler and Dick Powell and Joan Blondell. Lots of inside jokes and an absolutely fabulous cast.
Now, this is a period piece, so take us back in time. What's the storyline for Dames at Sea?
It's so simple and so much fun. Ruby, the young kid from Utah, comes to New York City and wants to sing and dance in a Broadway show. And the rest of the show is, will Ruby actually get a chance to perform on a Broadway stage? She immediately falls in love with Dick, who is based on the Dick Powell character in all those films. And, of course, Dick is also a songwriter, as he was in all the 30s musicals. And then there's Mona, who is the diva, who gloms on to Dick's songwriting abilities and sort of woos him to get all of his best material out of him. There's the frantic director who's trying to keep everything going as this theater is being demolished. There's the wisecracking sidekick Joan, who has all the one-liners that you would get out of the sidekick female character. As a matter of fact, Ginger Rogers started as one of those wisecracking ladies.
Now, who's in the cast?
We have Amelia Jacot, and this is her first starring role. She's 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, she's perfect. She was made to play this role. She was born to it. She's a fourth-year NOCA student, and she's a senior at Ursuline. And when she delivers these lines, they are just so perfect. You just think she's Ruby to begin with. And then there's Anthony Harvey, who is a senior at Tulane. He is just the personification of this Dick Powell part. My jaw dropped on the ground at first reading, listening to these guys. Trina Beck's doing the Mona Kent part, and she's just so much fun. And Kiara Milliner is doing the Joan part with all the snappy wisecracks. She's just absolutely terrific. And then there is Ranelle, who is doing the sidekick Lucky to Dick Powell. That's the two sailors that end up in the theater. And then the wonderful, wonderful Gary Ruckers. He plays the stage director and Captain Hennessy. So it's a dual role. He's the director in Act One and he's the captain in Act Two.
What would you say were the big challenges for you?
With this cast of young kids who haven't really seen any of this, I had to do about 29 pages of who's who and what's what to refresh them and tell them what the rotogravure was. And, you know, Walter Winchell, and there's just tons of references. There was a lot of, huh? As we went through things. So I sort of did a lot of research for them so that they knew this world they would be living in, talking about a Depression era time when people had to try to keep bucking themselves up to make themselves feel good, and the good times were right around the corner if you just could stick it out and find them. I was so lucky to get Harry Marone to be musical director for this show. We go back quite a ways. We did a show together back at Tulane in the 70s, and but we had never worked together on any sort of musical, and this finally got to come together. So Harry is the quintessential person for all things period musical. And he and I speak the same 1930s language. And it was just magnificent how he managed to tell them the certain lilt they had to get to a certain note, certain phrasing, a certain stay on this, get off that attitude towards how 30s music sounded. I just sat there and smiled the whole time watching him work with everybody. It was perfection.
And what would you say will be most memorable for audiences?
The tap dancing. Oh my gosh, these kids tap dance like nobody's business. It is tour de force. Heidi Molnar just made incredible dance routines for this show. At one point, Ruby does 26 pullbacks in a row, which is quite a feat. Sort of like a Drew Brees for all you football fans out there of touchdowns thrown. It's spectacular dancing.
Jazz singer and director Banu Gibson, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, Diane, thank you so much for having me.
Dames at Sea continues its run at the National World War II Museum's Stage Door Canteen with performances through November 11th. More info is online at national.ww2museum.org.